Go ahead. Verse, we're going to make sure they can hear us. Wait. There you go.
Hello?
Okay, Timmy. I know you're in the room. Can you hear us?
Timmy, Timmy.
Please let us know.
This is all for you, Timmy.
Hi, Timmy. Hi, how's it going? Are you having a good Sunday?
Watch him not be listening at all.
You want to come?
Oh, he can hear us.
Hi, hi.
Well, we're glad that you showed up for our little 400th show that no one
this is why
showed
we,
up for.
This is why we have Timmy? One-star reviews and no one else does.
Yeah, right? Timmy, this is for you.
Are we at good volume, Timmy? Can you let us know that? I know there's like a 6 or 7
after weeks of waiting. Delay. Yes, I know.
Yeah, I know. We've been busy.
Would you
and you'll hear all about
could
it.
Could you make your screen bigger so I'm blind so I can read the chat?
Or you can swing over here.
No, my earphones don't really go that far.
Okay.
What is it? Control or command up?
Control, scroll, like the pussy.
Can you hear us talking okay? Is the volume okay?
Apparently not, since you didn't hear the
that
question.
That is the question.
Is that big enough for you?
It is. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you like
oh, but
that.
You know what?
Is it ever big enough?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he says it's good. Oh, okay. Okay, so I guess we'll get started.
Yeah.
Wait.
We ain't waiting for nobody.
This is weird. What's going on here?
Why don't you just make the text bigger?
There we go.
That's fine.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to start. You ready?
I'm going to start for reals.
Mm-hmm. For reals of reals. Here we go. Oh.
Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Sunday, January 15th, 2012, the first show of the year.
First.
And our 400th.
Hi.
Hey.
Party.
Y'all, I know we've been... Oh, the police are here. They're coming to our...
They're celebrating.
The party is so crazy here, especially in this chat room right now.
What?
I know. I cannot handle...
The traffic is amazing.
It's crazy. The website's about to go down.
Oh my gosh. Calm down, guys. Calm the F
three
down.
Three people in the room. One is me.
One is me.
One is James.
Happy 200, Timmy.
We love...
Happy 200.
Did we say 200?
No.
No, we said 400.
We said 400.
Right? Oh, he said, oops. So, yeah.
Timmy, you're pretty.
I'm glad everyone showed up.
Thanks, God. We didn't really promote it too well.
Sure we did.
We tweeted
Ricky
it
and
put
I
it
did.
On Facebook.
Ricky like, and I have been doing it for the last week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But some other people weren't doing it.
Hey, you know what? Mm.
Oh! Guess what that was? That was celebration champagne.
Champagne.
Today we're enjoying some Barefoot Bubbly Pink Moscato.
Math is hard. So that's what he said. That's what he said. Math is hard.
I'm trying to find
hold on. We'll cheer each other with our alcohol, and then we'll get started on the show, which we did not have time to plan because this went a little later than we were trying to figure out how this works, and y'all don't expect more than what you get anyway.
Less than perfect.
Right.
Well, obviously, since no one's here.
Right.
So, boys, congratulations, Ricky, on 400 episodes.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers.
We're coming up on your first or full year.
I know. February 19th.
So, to butt sex.
This is fucking good.
Oh,
Lala Lauren's boobs are in the room.
Oh, yay.
And literally in the room.
In the other room.
So, does Lala Lauren or Timmy want to add anything to our toast?
Yeah. Do you guys want to add anything to the toast? And you also can go on Twitter and advertise that we're actually doing a live show right now.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Did you tweet it too just now?
I tweeted it earlier. Yeah.
Well, did you tweet it that we're live right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tweet that for us?
They typed.
Her boobies typed that herself themselves.
So it's been, we've been busy doing like life shit since we recorded last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've Well,
so the last you heard from us was post Thanksgiving. Yeah, post Thanksgiving,
right before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been really busy.
What did you do for Christmas?
I didn't do too much. I stayed here in Chicago because my ticket home was way too expensive.
So you had it with the family you chose.
The family I chose were the family that I have here in Chicago. Which
the
not
family
all
you
guys...
chose is the family of hoes.
Yeah, right.
He says cheers to many week-long breaks. Mm.
Does that mean you don't want to hear from us? Because that's what that sounds like to me.
I think nobody wants to hear from us.
Let me go on here Twitter real quick and say we're live.
Yeah, didn't you go to, didn't you do the stereotypical Christmas celebration by going to Chinatown?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we went to Chinatown. That was crazy because, first of all, there was a gabillion people there.
Yeah, like every Jewish person in the city, probably.
Right. Well, and all the Asians were there, too. So we get there and we saw a movie. What movie did we see? I forget what movie we saw that night. It wasn't scary.
We saw Sherlock, the second one.
I can't remember.
That was a good one.
What the fuck movie did we see?
What the fuck?
We missed you. The girl with the dragon tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Was that Christmas night? Yeah, that was Christmas. Mm. And so then after that, we went to Chinatown where a gabillion people were there, just like China, the country.
Just in case you're confused with right. China, the state.
Or China, the actress / wrestler.
Man, you're in the Wayback Machine right there.
My stepdad loved her. And there's this whole like weird fascination that it was that my mom looked like her.
At one point, except they also said she had this huge clitoris. It looked like a penis.
Yeah.
Clitoris. Moscato.
Timmy, we missed you too.
So we drove, I think it was almost 1,400 miles Christmas.
Yeah.
By going from Chicago to Indiana to Nebraska.
That's damn crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, guess how I got out of a speeding ticket?
Oh, we should tell the story.
How did you get out of a speeding ticket, Waylon? Oh, yeah, Waylon.
I haven't been Bill for a very long time. Thanks for asking, Ricky. I got out of a ticket, speeding ticket, for having to poop.
And how did that work?
I got out of a speeding ticket and a police escort to a gas station.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was awesome.
And then I got a marriage proposal by a toothless woman inside of this backwater Missouri tiny town of one stop sign.
You go through Missouri to get to Kansas? I mean, to Marasca.
To Marasca.
Marasca. No,
that's a mix between Nebraska and Miranda.
Yeah.
And Melissa Miranda.
Melissa Miranda. Melinda.
Melissa Miranda. Melinda. Yeah.
We did this time because of
where is she?
I know, right?
It's early in California on a Sunday. Yeah, she's hungover from wearing that dress.
Yeah, did you see that dress she had on?
Yes, girl. She said,
could you
wear
that to Pride 48 next year?
Yes, please. Yeah,
to the pink carpet.
No, if she wears that to the pink carpet, we'll all wear something similar.
Right. Oh.
That'd be funny.
That's a lot of material.
We should all... I think everyone that goes to Pride 48 should come as Donna Sugars.
Oh, that would be cool.
If everyone shows up in Donna Sugars.
We should
Sugars
have like
track.
A Donna Sugars night. And we all show up the first night on the red pink carpet.
As Donna Sugars.
And as Donna Sugars.
From different parts of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Or what her life could be.
Right.
So you can be...
she was really tall though. I'd have to get platforms.
You can be New Year's Day hungover Donna Sugars. James, you
now
could...
did she go to bed with her makeup on?
I think that's up to your imagination.
She seems like the kind of girl that would just go to bed, not to, you know, she wouldn't take off that makeup.
I guess it depends on what she was doing when she went to bed.
Right, mm-hmm. That's true. Maybe somebody took it off for her.
What?
I'll lick it off.
Gross. I don't think I'd want to lick anyone's makeup off. I don't care who.
Unless it was made of chocolate.
But could you imagine how much that would run on your face? Gross. Don't ever make that mouth motion at me again, Ricky.
You know what I think?
He's like
do.
Doing like the wave with his tongue sticking it out like he's trying to lick my face from chin to forehead.
You know what I think we should do?
Like on his birthday?
Yeah. And in my nose. No, you know what I think we should do is we should record the podcast on a camera and post that.
Like a video podcast?
Yeah, on the web. What so are people we? Can see it.
Bob and Tom.
That would be fun.
Or like we can do clips of the show, like the best of clips.
Right.
Yeah.
So all these people in the room, we know who our favorite listener is.
Timmy.
Apparently.
Timmy. Yes. Was that yes to the chocolate looking?
I think
or
to
yes?
the video. Probably to the video.
Well, Kathy would be here, but she did say that she wouldn't be able to make it.
Right. She'd be late.
Right. So
Big Fatty's taking a nap. He always, for some reason on Sunday, from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, he's napping.
And is
it's been very interesting.
Napping with big old quotation marks.
Right.
And does napping include falling face first in someone's crotch?
Probably so.
Puppet shows?
Or a butt.
Or a butt.
It's probably a puppet show. He does that on the Lord's Day.
As one
praise
should.
Yes.
As one should.
Praise his light.
Oh, speaking of praise his light, so there's a perfect segue into New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Wait, we still have to talk about our Christmas cards we sent out.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Y'all, we sent out Christmas cards. Okay.
I thought they were a lot of fun.
They were fun.
They were fun, yes.
Thank you, Lauren, for helping design them.
Right, and Alex for taking them.
And Alex for taking them.
We had several shots to choose from.
And the post office for mailing them.
Right.
And but yeah, my tongue for licking all the envelopes. And
ew, it was.
I did not lick the envelopes.
Disgusting.
You licked the envelopes?
Oh, yes.
After a while, I stopped. I started
Why don't you
sick.
Just get a glass with your finger and go like that?
Because I told him I was trying to kill him off like George Costanza's fiance from Seinfeld.
With the cheap glue.
Right. But no, they were fun. We got another card back, so I need to remember to bring it over so that you can see actually if you know who it is, because the zip code was incorrect. But I love that the first one come back. Of course, I made the address look nice. I'm not reading it that it went to Herman Munster at
Mockingbird Lane.
Mockingbird Lane, Chicago, Illinois.
Where the fuck you were, you die.
And apparently there is a Mockingbird Lane because it just said no such number.
Right.
Means it tried really hard.
And then somebody came back. Do you remember who the name was?
No.
No, but we'll have to bring it over.
Do you know what city?
No.
It was
a ways.
Not local.
It was in the States.
It was Arizona?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll text you when we get home.
Oh, okay.
I should have brought it today, but.
So we were just looking at the Christmas cards that you guys sent us. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And we hope that you guys enjoyed our Christmas cards because we found them hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of positive reactions for the sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, for the Big Fatty got the one with the
Christmas lights.
And for some reason, he thought I was Lauren.
Because of your titties?
I guess so. Those were enhanced, just to let you know.
Who knows what will come up with next year. So I guess all of you.
Waylon sent that email, the one that I liked, the first picture of the email with all the different kind of cards. And you said, maybe something to think about for next year.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one with the Christmas boxes around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think I got that email.
It was so lame.
Oh, yeah, no. Someone had forwarded me people's actual Christmas cards, like awful Christmas cards. And there was a family who were all inside of boxes, wrapped presents. So their heads and their arms and legs were coming out. But there was a lot of them that were so awful.
Oh, like, we could never recreate what happened in those photos.
There were a lot of dads naked.
Yeah.
Ew, what?
The whole family clothed.
Why didn't I get this email?
And then dad, like, sitting behind them naked. Or dad sitting on the floor.
What?
Naked with the present in front of his junk.
It was weird. Twins.
Besties.
Gross.
That boys.
You know somebody just had an orgasm. Somebody. Yeah.
So.
Probably Bjorn.
While they're looking at our pictures.
Right. So moving on to going to New Year's Eve then.
Yeah, so New Year's Eve, we all didn't have plans. We refused to pay an ass load of money to go to a
bar.
A bar that would take an hour to get a cocktail. So we ended up having a slumber party at our house.
What about 12 people? 13. 13?
Yeah. And it was fun. We had too much food.
Oh, we had so much food. It was ridiculous.
We toasted every time zone.
Yeah.
That was the best. We played sour apples to apples.
Which kind of got boring. Yeah. I think there was too many people.
I think so, too. And I don't think people were focused enough.
Well, yeah. There needed to be more drinking during it.
There, right. Yeah. I think we needed to make more drink penalties with that.
And I think we were all pretty decently buzzed. I don't think we overdid it.
No, some people. I don't think anyone really overdid because next.
But we drank like 12 bottles of champagne, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it had to be about that because everyone brought one. Some of us brought.
I brought two.
Two. I brought. We had two.
Ooh,
well,
that was excuse me, y'all. Each.
So yeah, we drank a lot.
Yeah, we probably almost had a bottle each.
Mm-hmm. But no, and everyone spent
over,
the night
over 4 hours. Though.
Everyone spent right. the night except for two people because they live too close and. Mm-hmm. When your boyfriend's out of town, why would you spend the night at your friend's house right. when you could fuck at your own house?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we did have a plus one that we just, even though we know he has a name, it's just...
Tim also went home, too.
Oh, you went home, Tim?
No, not this Tim.
Tim. Oh, Tim. I was like...
Wrong Tim.
Oh, Tim that came over.
This is Timmy. Yes.
He lived up...
Timmy. The Lord of the Underworld.
But we all didn't, no one was hurting the next morning.
No.
Not really. We were just all tired as fuck.
We were really tired.
Fucking Josh, though.
So, yeah, the mouth of the south.
Because we didn't get to bed till what, 2:33?
No, 4:30.
We went to bed at 4:30.
Remember, we toasted for all four time zones, and then we stayed up a little
longer. Yeah, including the West Coast. Yeah, because we, remember we stayed on to...
That would be 2 o'clock, right?
So, that would be 3.
To do Anna.
It's only 2 hours from here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it would be 2 o'clock, but we stayed up until 4:30.
I know math is hard, but...
Timmy, can you help us with the math?
No, Ireland is 5-6 hours ahead of us, because I have, you know, employees there now.
Right.
But the mouth of the South, for whatever fucking reason, A, broke up with this French boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
B, decided to dye his
hair... Don't say
hair
the person's name that we're...
Blue.
The other person.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course not. He's plus one.
Oh, plus one. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's. I wanted to tag him in the pictures as plus one.
Yeah, so he brought a plus one, which we all know his name, but it's just more fun even that night when telling stories.
Everybody was calling him plus one.
Plus one was...
The reason why it was plus one, because Josh made this whole thing, should we make it plus ones? Should we make it plus ones? And we're like, who's bringing a plus one? Waylon and I live here. Ricky and his Tony provider are going to be coming.
You can say his name if you want to.
But I like provider.
We prefer the provider. Hashtag provider.
Hashtag provider. I mean, Kevin and Wendell.
Did you see what somebody said to me on Twitter? They responded back. They go, hashtag provider. Is that like the most recent person you're fucking?
Scandalous.
And it was somebody that
does
not right. Yes. It's somebody that wasn't it was a picture from Instagram, so it went to Foul Monkeys also. And it was, you know, that account's public. So it was a person that does not follow. It was just like a random person.
Rude.
And I was like, rude. Yes.
So, yeah. So basically this whole plus one thing, it was, he was like, well, should we make it a plus one just in case we want to invite more people, blah, blah. And we're just like, we're all like coupled.
We're like, sure, but who's bringing a plus one? But he dyed his hair blue.
Blue.
And not just, he is like ginger. He's a real ginger. Ricky's a fake ginger.
Uh-huh.
He is a real ginger.
Like, and when you put blue hair in ginger hair, it kind of looks like.
Gross.
That that blue green Kool-Aid color.
Yeah, like the Freezy Pops.
Right.
Yeah. So
I love how the champagne bubbles like this in these glasses.
Isn't that supposed to do that?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's supposed to bubble, but I'm saying I like how it bubbles.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, we are working on a 1-star review for not being on track.
We are. 1-star review.
My hands were full.
But so we, you know, the night goes well. We have fun. Mm-hmm. We put the massive amounts of food that were left over up. We get the 4,000 beds made and ready.
Blow them up.
So I do want to say this. When Lala first got in there, Lauren, when she first came home or to our home, she goes, so can I call the couch in the back? It was really comfortable.
Well, we already knew she was getting her own bed
room. Everyone else camped out on the air mattresses in the dining room.
So,
or in the front room.
Yeah. So about Mouth of the South.
We should get Tony in here to tell this story. I'm sure he can make it even better.
Mouth of the South is sitting on that, sleeping behind the couch on the floor on a mattress with Plus One. We all know shit's going to go down. And I was an idiot and being funny of, hey, here's some condoms and lube. And then at one point, before I even walk away, I see Ricky's face. His mouth is gaping open going, I think he's actually going to put it on now. Because he full on was taking his pants off, mm-hmm. ripping the condom open. And mm-hmm. It's like, what kind of party are we having here? Jesus Christ.
Right.
So, you know, as of course, Mouth of South got a little something something. You know, right next what? To where Ricky was
okay.
sleeping.
Like,
literally,
I
you reached your
like,
arm.
Not even a foot and a half away from
them. You could touch them.
Yeah, I could touch them if I wanted to. And
these are the noises that Ricky recorded. Gross.
And I was listening to this. The lights. Oh, she doesn't know about this because she wasn't there.
She no.
So
we'll explain.
So like 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes after the lights were turned off, after Waylon turned off the lights, we hear that, and I'm looking over to Tony. I'm like, oh my god, that is so tacky. I cannot believe he's doing it. And then you hear. And I'm like, oh my god.
So that recording, by the way, that was the next morning. Waylon made cinnamon rolls and there was like gooey gooeys in the bottom, and I was taking the spatula.
The spatula going. But that's literally what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It was
damn close.
So that was tacky, and that was some great fodder the next morning when that bitch finally got up.
Oh, right.
But it
he just
got
kept digging himself
super
a grave.
Tacky. And digging himself a grave, and he's like, well, he also took care of my boner this morning.
Right.
I'm like, what?
So, but Tony said at one point he was because I was facing towards the TV and he was facing the other way towards the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks up and then he sees Plus One. He sees him lean up, puts his hands behind his head like this.
Yeah.
Like he's a professional porn star getting his dick sucked. And then all you see is Josh's feet at the other side of the Christmas tree going, he said they were going like this.
They're
like
knocking.
Like, I'm happy.
But the worst part was he stained the back of my couch with his blue hair.
Yeah. The whole entire time, the whole night, he goes, oh no, there shouldn't be a problem. None of the towels got da da da.
His
like,
pillowcase.
He's like, I took care of it like a good boy. And I was like,
oh, he took care of it all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I'm like, I'm glad you brought your own pillows.
Because they were blue.
They were blue.
And yeah, there's some blue stains on the back of my couch. From
that's
his
crazy.
Head.
Rude.
And then he was just like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And no, bitch, you knew what you were doing.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I could hear you, and it was tacky, and it was nasty, and I cannot believe you did that, but high five.
He was the most drunk, because when we thought that they were actually going to have sex with the lights on, mm-hmm. we're like, Josh! Are you just gonna let him fuck you? He goes, well, it has been a long time. It's like, what kind of response is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So New Year's Eve was entertaining, to mm-hmm. say the least.
Yeah.
So we've just been, we took some time off because we needed it. And we were really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Tuesday, we're having our gift exchange. Because
our secret
we were
share.
So busy during Christmas that we all couldn't get together at one time. So instead of Secret Santa, we decided that we're going to do Secret Share.
And that's all because of Lauren.
And that's
all because of Lauren. Because if I think correctly, Lauren said, this
Santa
is after Christmas. Santa is not involved. He should be no part of this.
No. So we are doing our Secret Santa, our Secret Share.
Secret Share, yeah. We have a room reserved at a restaurant.
Does that cost extra?
Nope.
It's free?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And it's at the fancy one, right?
Yep. They don't do room reservations on the weekend because it gets busy, but during the week, it's free.
Cool. So we're going to have our private room, and we're going to have dinner.
It's also BYOB,
change.
By the way.
Oh, okay.
In case anyone wants to bring wine or something.
They don't serve alcohol there?
Mm-mm. Not yet, but apparently they're getting a liquor license.
They don't have a liquor license yet. They have a big old bar, though.
So if you bring a bottle of wine and you uncork it before you get there, do they still charge you for it?
No, a lot of places don't charge you. They don't have a corkage fee.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of places in Chicago that don't have a corkage fee.
I think that's ridiculous. We had to take the cork out of your bottle. That's $4.
Right.
That was a lot of work.
Or it's like,
no!
Like when you go on a cruise.
No to that.
When you go on a cruise, it's $25 if you bring your own bottle of champagne. Like just buy, that's like the same price as just buying the fucking bottle there.
Or you could just sneak it in, right?
You can't sneak it in.
Not in your luggage?
You can put it in your luggage. They scan everything. The only way to sneak it in, the people that I know have like
shampoo bottles
really rinsed out where they're putting their vodka in the shampoo bottle. So it looks like that they've got like their gigantic jumbo Redken.
Oh my God, that's a good idea.
That's what the guys that I was with in the chorus when we went to New York when we were in high school, they snuck their alcohol that way.
That's not as cool because like it's not being scanned.
Yeah,
no, they had to fly.
Oh.
But, so the baggages were checked and they were scanned for everything.
Well, yeah, but they don't know that you're not 21 when they scan your bag.
That story was stupid.
What does it mean with being 21 on the boat and carrying in a bottle of wine? There was no point of that either.
Yeah, it is. They have rules that you can't bring on certain things, so they scan your luggage to make sure that there's nothing in it. Or if you do have it in it, they charge you.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Way to go, Ricky. You pissed James off.
You pissed me off.
So do you
want... Why did I piss you off?
That's right.
And you.
Oh,
this is...
I'm going to get on a fucking new show.
I'm sorry. We are not turning into a spinoff, okay? We are not turning into a spinoff. Y'all, but you need to slow your rolls.
That's live. No. At least we can cut that out later.
No, we can't.
Why?
No, we ain't. That's what she said.
We're trying to be positive.
I am. That was very positive.
Oh, okay.
I'm positive. There won't be a spin-off.
So we got some phone calls, y'all.
Yeah, we need to do those phone calls because we're at 3:27 right now.
Well, we have 30 minutes.
Oh, you know what we should do?
What?
We should do a 1-star review.
Do it now?
Yeah.
You ready?
Wait, first of all, what is it with you fucking people not having 1-star reviews?
Yeah.
Really?
Right. Rude.
That's just not right. It's not natural with Jesus. And no, that ain't we right. need we if you don't have a 1-star review, you should be expecting one in a couple days. I'm not saying who's gonna be doing it, but you should be.
It's gonna be a Russian roulette.
You know, I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna make up reviews and then the listeners can decide who we're gonna post it.
Right,
on.
Right.
Yes. Hey, that's a good one. I like that.
We could put everybody's name, a podcast, into a bucket.
We're gonna put
then just pick one, like, this is the one we're gonna put on. That's what she said. You know, the spinoff of Foul Monkeys.
But then again, I think it's funny that
where
we,
are they?
Then again, I think it's funny that we think that people actually would participate.
Right.
That's when we're just going to do a drawing. And
all right, so we have one up?
Yes.
Okay, so y'all ready?
Yep.
1-star review.
All right.
And then we'll read our review that we have on iTunes after that.
So this one, I want to... I'll just say who it is because
no,
we're gonna
what? Timmy, like, no. Let Timmy guess.
Okay.
He's in the we
Timmy can guess if he's still listening. He's not really typing or anything.
Idle.
So
idle.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, type. Use your fingers.
Well, it's not like we're engaging him, so
right.
It is a podcast. One does listen.
Oh, he loves 1-star review. So something that I do want to do is try to plan at least a live show once a month or so.
I'm up for that.
Okay. So Sundays is the best for everybody, right? Usually, normally.
For, I think, a live show once a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just need to make sure we have a time frame.
Unless he works, but we can plan around that.
Yeah.
No, we just won't have you on. So.
Yeah, tell that too.
We can have a guest star.
Or it could just be the Ricky Whelan show.
I don't like this.
Anyway.
So 1-star review.
And Timmy, guess who it is.
Okay.
I don't know. Did I do this one? I know I did that.
Wow, one. This is fun. I can see why no one's fucking here.
So it says farts. Bob the Great 729. Thank you, Bob. All he does is farts on his, quote, show, unquote. People call this entertainment? Come on.
1-star review.
Timmy,
let's
who was
see
that?
What he's going to know who it is.
Timmy,
who was it?
I do think we've done that before, but
did we?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't think we did that one. The one that I was looking at was I want my 20 minutes back.
Oh. I don't think he's listening.
Timmy, who do you think that was?
He hasn't guessed, so he must be busy watching porn or something too. Wouldn't that be crazy if he was actually watching porn but listening to us?
Oh,
and like imagining
we gotta say it again.
God, oh Lord, really?
Okay. It's Farts. By Bob the Great 729. All he does is fart on his quote show, unquote. People call this entertainment? Come on.
I like his retard face when he does that.
Come on. Come on. To my elbow and my shoulder. Timmy. I ain't gonna repeat it again.
No, we're not. Oh, he got it right.
Good
Yay.
Job.
We won't say who it is because the people on the next show need to guess it if they even listen.
Good job.
Pretty fucking obvious, though.
Right.
No, it ain't.
All right, so y'all want to do some phone calls? Oh! No.
Speaking of the devil.
Welcome back.
Oh, and a gentleman caller. Satisfied.
That's hilarious.
That is.
I love it.
Big Fatty, you have the
Big Fatty,
best
can you put
timing.
Ever. Big Fatty, can you go on Twitter and tell everybody I heard elbow? Could you go on Twitter and tell everybody that we're here so people come listen to us? Because no one
it's just
reads
you and Timmy.
Our Twitters. So we're going to do some phone calls. Y'all ready?
Do you want to do our review?
Let's read our review.
Okay.
Which is not a one-star review.
No, it is not. It's a
it's
five.
A five.
Okay.
That was only four.
No, it wasn't.
What do you think for five?
There. Okay, better.
So
they're all
funny.
Taking naps, apparently.
So Fun and Addicting by Jackie in Maine. I have been listening to Foul Monkeys for 2 years now, and it's so addicting. I listen to the podcast at work and have to stop myself from literally laughing out loud. I love the new additions to the show in Chicago. You guys are great and hilarious. I was tempted to give one. I was tempted to give you guys a one-star review so you could do your little one-star review clap thing, LOL. Great job, Ricky and the gang.
Ricky's mama has not called in for a while, so that's interesting. So that was we definitely could use some reviews.
And other people could use some one-star reviews.
Obviously, with all these amazing people in this room right now, we're going to get tons.
Yeah.
So we do have a new person in the room.
It's Mib Ushaz.
Hello, Mib Ushaz.
I want to hear Mama live.
Hello.
Well, it's hard to do Mama live. Oh, she may have called for the 400th
show.
We haven't played the phone call, so we're going to do that now.
Do you want to start with Mama? Because I think you have
Mama.
I don't think I have Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. So.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Oh, Veritable Virgo's here.
Virgo.
Look, all it takes is Big Fatty to say something and everybody's here.
Thanks,
everybody
Big Fatty.
Fucking listens to him.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
All right. Here we go.
Show. It's nice to hear that colored boy and his friend are back. And anyway, I just cannot believe it has only been 400 shows. It's just unbelievable. I thought it had been 100,000. It just seems like a million. It's just unbelievable that it's only 400. Oh, and by the way, I understand that you fucked up on...
What?
Oh, what? Fucked up on...
Mama doesn't know how to use the phone, so we had to go to the next phone call. So here we go. Poor Mama. Here we go. Let's get her rolled up here.
Ginger Band, the mechanical hung up on me. Listen, by the way, I don't know how much you heard, but anyway, your mama found out that you fucked up on the amount of the prize for your little contest. It's only $21, not $42. So you might as well just expect half the calls. Although if mechanical's hanging up on them, you'll probably get double the calls. People will be going, oh, I can't believe it's only 400. Oh, either that, I don't know, but that maybe it was that colored boy that hung up on me. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know when you'll hear this or when you'll play it. It'll probably be sometime next year. You own such a. Never mind. Bye bye now. See ya. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. No, I don't know. Bye.
when did she get committed?
I didn't realize that they let the patients have phone calls like that.
Yeah, totally.
I will say though, it'd be funnier if she called Waylon my roommate.
Not my friend, but my roommate.
Roommates and more.
Well, thanks for calling,
roommates
Mama.
On the beach.
Ew. Yes, totally. Thank you for the call, Mama. Speaking of my mama. My real mama.
Mama.
She now has like a teacup chihuahua.
Oh, does
she? Like takes it to work with her.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Is it a, but is it a, she seems a service to be doing... animal?
No. I don't get it.
People that are crazy have service animals that are like that.
Crazy people do?
Yeah.
Well, no.
They
and,
need it for
and
like
old depressed people.
Are you saying that my mom's old and depressed?
No, I said
better
she's
than
crazy.
Crazy.
She's crazy.
But she is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't being offensive. I was telling the truth.
All right. So thank you for calling, Mama. We always enjoy your phone calls.
And she did forget to say thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. We'll do it for her. So here's the next call. I'm trying to wait. That's right. Okay.
When a person leaves a message, it's so loud. Okay, this is Worker Bacon, and I'm calling to be entered in the little contest. Well, who said I can't play? Huh?
That was not the 400th episode. That was Miss Bacon calling as a lurker. Lurker Bacon.
Lurker Bacon.
Being entered into the phone call into the phone call contest. Which I guess we should probably take names down for these people that are... Can you type it in? Mama. Lurker Bacon. Wait, all these are contest calls. How did they get involved with the 400?
Because they did it at the same time. Because
you thought they were contests, they did. But then they were 400 too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Next call.
Hello, Pile Monkeys guys and gals of La 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 Lauren is there. Just want to leave you a message and say congratulations to you on your 400th episode. Yay!
Can anyone guess who that is before he says his name?
Rainbow Redhead.
RainbowRedhead.com.
That is coming up. I am so happy for you guys, and you guys do an amazing show, and you know I love you. But anyway, I wanted to call to leave you a disgusting story.
Ooh.
I was just wondering if you guys are home poopers or if you go out in public and you're willing to poo, because I have a very funny story for you. A while ago... a friend of mine told me that he was in this department store, and I won't say what...
We had to pause for a second.
Because someone had to go poop. Speaking of...
I hope he gets back in time.
Yeah, right? No, I'm a... Just to interject this, I'm an at-home pooper. I do not like to poop.
I'm an at-home pooper, too.
I do not like to poop out in the booth.
Oh! I didn't know there was another bottle.
It was just funny.
Yeah,
you,
and I was
you...
cleaning up my mess.
Did we get Tony some?
No, that's what I'm open for this one.
Oh, okay.
It was just funny because you left at right at the time where we were talking about
home poopers
or
and you like called out.
Yeah, you're like I gotta go.
Well, I'll poop anyway.
Yeah, Waylon's an anywhere pooper.
He is an anywhere pooper. I can be an anywhere pooper if it's an emergency.
Yeah,
but if I can hold it off and pinch it off for like another hour or so, I'll go home first.
Mm-hmm. I just don't feel comfortable pooping anywhere.
No.
Well, I feel I almost am.
You know
it's
who
like
feels
I'm a little embarrassed because it's like, oh, it's gonna stink like shit.
Right.
Literally. In
you
here.
Know who's not? You know who's not embarrassed to shit anywhere?
Josh.
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 This morning, twice up in our toilet.
In your toilet.
And then he tried to blow his nose to cover it. No, you can't do that.
Well, you turn on every
Sorry.
Faucet.
Yeah. No.
Oh, he's so gross.
One, two,
two
Three. Four.
Oh, that scared me.
Oh, pop it.
Big Fatty can dump anywhere, too. Oh, ew. I don't know what kind of dump he's talking about, ew, but I don't want to know. All right, so pour your stuff here. Get Tony a glass so we can continue because we only have...
Lauren, do you want a glass?
Oh, she's going to die.
No.
Well, you play the next phone call. And...
We're still playing it.
But we're still playing it. We're waiting on you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. The name was. But let's just say he's in a big box store, and all of a sudden he has to go number two. And so he rushes to the bathroom, and he gets into the stall, and he's doing his business. And then all of a sudden he reaches over to get the toilet paper, and there's none there. And he goes, oh, shit. And there's nobody else in the bathroom, and there's nobody else to get help. And he was by himself, so he couldn't, like, text anybody to come in and get him toilet paper or anything. So he's just sitting there wondering what he's going to do, what he's going to do. And then he decides he's got to do something. So he takes off his shoes. He takes off his pants. He takes off his underwear. And he uses his underwear to wipe his ass. And then what does he do? He takes the underwear and he wraps it up and he leaves it on top of the toilet dispenser as a gift to the employees for not having any toilet paper.
Oh.
And then he called me and told me the story. And it was so funny. And I died laughing. And I said, so from now on, whenever I go to the bathroom at anywhere, I always check to make sure there's paper. So it's very, very important. So anyway, I thought that was a nice, disgusting story that I could share. But happy 400, and I wish you guys all the best, and I hope to see you again soon. Okay, bye.
Hmm. I don't see anything wrong with that situation. I don't see anything at all with that situation.
Big Daddy says he normally just throws his underpants in the trash. See, this is why I spread my cheeks wide and
what?
I'm kidding.
Don't you worry. I'd worry about fingertip backsplash.
No. I spread my cheeks wide and then sit down and then it holds.
Look at Lauren.
It's getting hot.
It goes, ew.
Does anyone have a show after us?
No, I don't think so. So we can go as long as we want.
And then we could always break it up for our recordings,
right,
too.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Who's our next caller? That was fun.
Did you take that person's name down?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Next caller. Here we go. Let's get it rolling. Rolling. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, a.k.a. The Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to congratulate you on your upcoming 400th episode. That is amazing. I love the show. You guys are awesome. And of course, when I get to Chicago next time, I'm going to go to your place, rip off all your clothes, and do something totally can't repeat it on the line. Honk. Okay. Anyway, love you guys. You guys are awesome. Bye.
Okay.
I feel a little dirty.
Sorry.
You can't get into the contest twice, right?
Right. That's the only reason he called twice is because he wants his name in there twice.
No, the first one we should have played a while ago.
Wait, yeah. He didn't say happy 400th in that one also?
He did.
No, he didn't say it in the first one.
He did.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He said it in the first one.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why it's in here. So thank you for calling again because, you know, no one ever calls us. So
yeah,
you do it twice in 1 week. That's awesome. Excuse
happy
me.
Happy day.
Here we go. Next call. You ready?
Hey, boys. This is Joe in Dallas. Just calling. And I mean, it's kind of weird, but I guess here goes. Congratulations, Ricky, on your 400th Latino Beeger. I don't know why you'd want to celebrate that on the show, but, you know.
Another cover boy calling.
If you can handle doing 400 Latino guys in a year, then more power to you. I mean, go for it.
All at once.
Oh, wait, hold on. 400 show? Oh, I'm sorry. You meant the 400th show.
He's doing theater of his mind.
Whoopsie.
Theater of the mind.
Congratulations, Metal Monkeys, on your 400th show.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because he says, it's another color boy calling.
My soul brother.
I also love how he said, sweet Jesus, move the show forward.
Right. Always got to move the show forward. Here we go. Next call. what's happening here? Not.
We're having testicle difficulties.
Y'all, it took us forever to get this shit set up today.
Hour and a half.
Hey, Ricky. It's not so tiny Tim from Oshkosh Bagosh, Wisconsin. I know it's been a while since you've heard from me, and I just saw your post on Facebook about calling to congratulate you on your 400th show, so that's what I'm doing. Congratulations. Keep it up. Love the show. Talk to you later, guys.
I know that.
That's Oshkosh Bagosh.
There's Oshkosh Bagosh, Nebraska.
I know. Are you kidding me?
No.
They totally took that from the original one.
Oshkosh is the name of the place. The slogan is Oshkosh by gosh.
But there's a by gosh. They
no, an Oshkosh by gosh.
In Nebraska?
It's just Oshkosh.
Yeah, the name is just
why
Oshkosh.
Is there two in two different states? That's so stupid.
Wait, there's
why
like a Springfield in like every
I know,
state.
But Oshkosh, really?
It's probably a Native American
term. That can't
term.
Be original.
It's probably a Native American term for diapers.
Or suspenders.
overalls.
Huskies.
Aww.
Fat kids.
That came up last night, actually.
Big Fatty says, after 400 shows, you think that the ginger bear could do it without fucking up.
No, I can never. It's not a Foul Monkeys episode without fucking it up. Sorry. So here we go. Next call.
Next call.
Hey, Ricky and others. I want to thank you so much for 400 episodes of the Foul Monkeys. I really enjoy listening to your show over the years and really enjoy listening to... Well, all of them. I don't care how bad you think some of them are. They've all been very entertaining. So here's the 400 more, and I'll continue listening. And in case you haven't figured out, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy. Sorry I don't have any crickets to accompany me, but, you know, that's usually somebody else's job in post. So I will be listening. Thanks again, and bye.
Okay, David, just to let you know that Big Fatty did do his job and put crickets in the chat room for you.
I was wondering that.
He was on the balls.
Balls. Not anymore.
Ew. Ooh, gross. Balls. Big Fatty's balls. Okay, here we go. Next call. And you were entered into the contest, too.
Hey there, Bjorn. I just want to wish you a happy 400th episode, and you wanted something dirty. I don't really have a dirty story, so I figured I'd say something dirty to each of you.
Oh,
first of all, to Ricky, I want to bend your dirty fucking little asshole over so I can look at it, see the bucket with a dildo, and make you come so hard you're screaming in pain after I put nipple clamps on you to be tied down. What's that? To Brad or James, or whatever his name may be at this moment in time. you know, I take your dick, your hard dick, so hard in my hand and just jack you off the whole time seeing you tied to a bed. I don't know what else to do after that.
So, leave me high and dry.
And then to Bill Whalen. First of all, we're going to cruise you up at a truck stop because they like truckers and all. And bent over back shower.
Wait, we gotta back that up a little bit.
Oh my god.
Since you like truckers.
Truckers.
You bent over back shower. She'd go at you like no tomorrow. You scream and come in pain and lust and joy, and then I'll just pull up, come on your back, and then, you know, I'll hand you $3 and walk out.
Aww.
You know,
that's how he rolls.
Truck stop sex is all about. So there you go. Happy 400th episode, and hope you guys get cum in your eye and you all get banged real good so you can't walk straight. So have fun. Bye.
Well, wow. I would have to say that's probably one of the dirtiest calls that we've ever received, probably.
At least he actually did what we asked.
Right.
That just reminds me, Ricky, of that guy that called. If you want to trade picks.
I know, right? I don't ever do this, but here's my number if you want everyone to send me some pictures. I never found out who that was. They never responded. I think somebody played a joke on me.
Well, we also thought he was what, 14?
Yeah.
Right.
I just, you know, if you want to. This is, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, it's coming back to him.
No. It's not who I thought it was. Okay.
Next call.
All right, next call.
Oh, of course, Big Fatty is qualifying his or Mama's calls.
Oh, okay.
She called before we told them what we wanted.
Before the nasties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it.
Oh, yeah, pulling that foreskin.
What's that blinking red light?
I don't know. What red light?
Light on the camera.
What?
Are you recording this?
What the? Oh, shit.
You stupid bitch.
Oh, call me that again.
So anyway.
Oh, my God. I can't even think.
I know, right? We should take this time to just wish the fine folks at Foul Monkeys a happy 400th episode.
We should.
But you should suck it first.
Is that a hair?
No!
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get that white stuff off of your cheek? We wanted to get together and tell y'all happy anniversary for your happy 400th episode. And we've loved listening to you over the many years. It's been great knowing you personally. For me, it's been great knowing you since the time of LiveJournal and the beginning of Foul Monkeys. And wanted to say that love your show, love the changes that have been made, and we want to hear thousands more from you.
Oh.
So don't ever stop.
And I have to say, in the 4 months I've known you, you've changed my life. Seriously, I've enjoyed it. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And keep touching us in naughty ways.
Yeah, that right, dude? Suck it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. And the red light went off.
If there was an award for the most awkward phone call.
Thank you very much for calling. That's Wes the Country Boy and George calling. Mm-hmm. And I have known him for a long time, actually. LiveJournal, like, I did LiveJournal way before I did the podcast, so I think it goes back to like
what's
to 2001.
I used to do LiveJournal in 2000.
Yeah, I stopped like when Facebook came out. Actually,
I stopped.
Well,
I stopped when
it.
MySpace came out.
I blogged as Sister Mary at St. Martha.
MySpace sucks. Oh, you did?
It does now.
I was also on MySpace as Sister Mary at St. Martha.
Now he's on Tumblr as Sister Mary at St. Martha.
That was a fun
one. What will you be on next? Yes.
My face?
Well, our Christmas cards.
Pulling that foreskin. Is that a hair? I love that Big Fatty made an appearance. No!
Doesn't he make an appearance in everyone's sexual fantasies?
Mm. Oh, well, if anyone knows how to suck it, it's the gay country boy. Just ask Dr. White Boy Stone. Ooh, that must have been some Pride 48 stuff business that went down we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Big Fatty, please consider going back to LiveJournal.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're so funny.
Asshole. Here we go, next call.
I hope there were some pictures of Dr.
Hey,
White.
Hey, guys, congratulations on your 400th episode. It's George Atlanta.
Oh.
I have to say, Ricky, I thought it was an appropriate time to call you.
Wait. I'm confused then, I think. I don't know.
You don't know who the last call was then?
No, it was Country Boy, but I thought George was on that show with him. Is this the same person? He just called twice?
I don't know.
As I'm driving from Virginia back to Georgia, after celebrating Thanksgiving with my family. And I stopped off at a mountain overpass, and I posted a Twitter picture of the actual mountain view. But the overpass has a wood post that everybody seems to carve their initials on. And I brought along a silver Sharpie to write for a good time called Foul Monkeys. But three families just drove up behind me just as I pulled out the Sharpie, and I chickened out. So,
and when he says Sharpie, he means his penis.
Well, sorry about that. The thought was there. But anyway, guys are doing well, and we will chat with you soon. Enjoying the show. You're one of the first podcasters I just started listening to podcasts about 6 months ago. So it was for sure you guys were one of the first I started listening to, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So thanks so much for what you do, and congratulations. Here's to another 400. Take care. Bye.
Moscato champagne and egg and bacon sandwich.
Thank you for calling. Big Fatty said he's trying to get into two entries. Or, yeah, he's trying to get in his second entry.
Again, just like we said with Ramble Redhead, two calls does not make a two entry.
Right. We have another call.
Wait. So we're bitching that people actually called us when we bitch to get people to call us?
No. They can call us. They just can't get in two entries. I'm not bitching about them calling. That's fine. I love it. But sorry, you can't get in two entries.
Oh, yeah. Fucking call me.
Sorry. You were totally talking like this. Like, sorry, you can't get two entries.
Okay. If you heard one of our intros or outros, you would know that you really can't talk like that.
But that was exactly how you sounded.
Ooh, burn.
Yeah, but I can do the sex noises.
What's that?
All right, here we go. Next call.
All right. Yes. Three,
400
two.
The number of episodes he's had or the number of co-hosts?
Best comment ever.
Yes.
Wait, we're going to replay it. Here we go.
Right. Yes. Three,
400
two.
The number of episodes he's had or the number of co-hosts?
I wouldn't start with that.
Oh, I'm totally starting with that. Hi, everybody. This is Taylor.
And Taffy.
And Rodan.
I don't even know where to go after that. That was.
I know what kibosh. We can say. We can say congratulations on your 400th episode. Since we're only at 200, that means we're half as good as you.
I love it.
And that is correct.
And I also love how the first part of this call sounds like a Foul Monkeys episode. Silence. Well, what do we do now?
I don't know. Half is good. We believe in quality, not quantity.
Rude.
Damn, Rodan. I mean, come on.
Jesus.
I've said it before. Ricky is a gentle lover. Don't give him too much shit.
We love Ricky.
We do love Ricky, and we love James, and we love Waylon, too.
And Waylon.
I don't know them.
I really like James.
I don't know them.
I don't know them.
I like him. He's fun. He's good people.
Really? Are they kind
no,
of cute?
No, trust, we really like James and Waylon.
Do we want James and Waylon to be inside of us at any point?
Ooh. I would like to play Human Centipede with James and Waylon.
Waylon, you're the back. I'm not behind you. I'm sorry.
You'll be behind anyone else, but not him.
With as much shit that you do in the day.
Ooh, bubbly.
He's willing to be
get
middle
it,
section for that.
Happy 400!
Taylor's willing to take section two.
Oh my goodness. So, guys, what are your favorite Foul Monkeys moments?
Oh, is that?
Well, I think.
Exactly. Moments. Everybody have a great episode 400.
Oh, they were asking.
Well
me.
Done, Taylor. Well done.
Well done.
Oh, that's it.
Right. Yes. Three. Whoops.
That was a best.
Big Fatty's doing math in the room. Shit. If Foul Monkeys is 2 times better than PIMC, then BFO is 2.5 times better than Foul Monkeys since I am at 1,034 episodes. We get it, asshole.
Why aren't more people in the
right
then?
Right. Well, when he does a live show, everybody fucking shows up.
He also has better prizes.
Next,
more listeners.
That was a good one.
Does
that
shows
was,
daily.
That was a good one.
Thank you, Pod.
Next.
Hello, Ricky. This is Tom from
Houston. We ran into each other one day at a Starbucks in Chicago on Belmont.
This is the guy that I ran into like the first week that I was here.
Did he ask for iPhone help?
No!
I'm kidding.
No. You're an asshole, and that's rude.
Whatever.
That's rude. That's
but it was awesome.
That's going to be part of your toast at your wedding.
But that was awesome.
I'm your best man, right?
A few months ago, and we spoke for a few minutes. I'm Renard98 on Twitter. I just wanted to call to thank you for 400 episodes. Thank you and Brad and Bill. The podcast is great.
I love that he used the
my name.
Real name for
me,
James, and the fake name for Waylon.
Remember, we actually had a caller who was very
confused.
I want bail back.
Did not
like
want
Waylon.
To, not
who
like
is this Waylon?
We don't like him.
No, not that one. Not the one that was confused. I thought that I was two different people. But the one that doesn't like saying my name and just it's easier for Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That one that thought I was two different people. That, right.
That was special. Yeah.
I'm the ultimate lurker. This is the first time I've ever called a podcast, but.
Oh, snap, Big Fatty. Did you hear that shit?
Bacon
he's castle. A lurker and the first time he's ever called. And obviously, he listens to your show, too. So.
I know your 400th show is coming up, so I just wanted to say thank you. It's a riot, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad that it was our...
I'm glad it was your first time and you called us because, you know, when you call other shows that are really popular and have a lot of listeners, you know, whatever.
This is not us giving me the burpee gas.
You know, he does more for his listeners. He actually does birthdays.
Right.
You can't be bothered.
He goes twat.
Twat? Twat? Twat did you say?
Twat you say?
Twat did you say? I can't hear you. I need to figure it out.
I haven't heard the third part. That was funny.
12 years old.
All right, so last call.
Hold on. Speaking about that, I remember this one time my sister, when she was
in Nebraska.
Yeah. She was, I think she was like 18 or 19 or something. She was doing something really weird or whatever. And my mom goes, Ashley, stop being such a twat. I mean, twit. Stop being such a twat. And Ashley's like, what's a twat?
She'd never heard of twat.
No.
She was 18 or 19.
Yeah, and I go,
that's
really?
Just telling you nobody should fucking live in Nebraska because no one, they have no communication through the world.
No.
I just love the fact I remember very specifically in the kitchen when my brother, probably 10, somewhere between 8 and 10, says, Mom, what's a queef? And my mom's answer was very technical. Well, when a man and a woman have sex, air gets trapped in the vagina. And it has to be forced out. It sounds like a fart. And I was like, what?
Veritable Burger goes, it's twat you say, I can't hear you. Tits okay, you're my breast friend.
All right, here we go, next call.
Hey, Ginger Bear and boys. This is Joe in Dallas, just calling to congratulate.
I think he forgot your names. Because yes. He's like, and
Timmy left.
Oh, Timmy.
We bored him.
Timmy.
Congratulate you all on your 400th episode. And look forward to many, many more. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Joe, just to let you know, you did not get a second entry into the contest. And it's not because you're black.
Nice. Racism is
what are
funny.
Those two?
Those are other calls that we have that are non. Oh, we've already been on for an hour already.
Yeah.
These are other two calls that are.
Are you
not
sure no one's behind us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And even if they do, they can email me to let me know.
Yeah.
Snap.
I say we at least go another half hour. Then we have two shows to put out.
Ooh, put
like
out.
A 1 hour show and then a 30-minute show.
Will this be 400.1?
So should we save these two calls and then pause and then hit Foul Monkeys intro and start over again?
No.
For the next one?
No, because we can put the Foul Monkeys intro
no,
in post-production.
Okay, well, I'm glad you guys know. Think you can do everything, so here we go.
We can.
Next phone call.
Oh, Big Fatty says Mama may have called again.
Oh, May.
May.
Oh, here we go.
Mama.
No, that's a person.
Timmy goes, yeah, we may hear them in February.
Snap.
Nice.
Love it.
All right. So it looks like Mama has called us. Like, I can't believe she must be listening. It's weird, awkward. I don't know. But let's get her on the line here. Let's see what she has to say.
Mama likes to intrude on things.
She's very nosy. Mama has always been nosy.
Mama, who? Here we go.
Ginger Bear, I'm listening to that show of yours, and all I got to say is don't be talking shit about my attack dog. He is here to provide personal security for your mama since you don't give a damn about me. You moved all the way out there to that Chicago's, and you befriended that colored boy who's now evidently got a roommate. I wonder if they are fornicating. You better not don't drink after them. You might catch something. But anyway, Ginger Bear, I've got to go back to my nap. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Mama.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's an interactive show.
Right.
About time.
It's about time somebody treats us right up in this bitch.
Well, thanks for calling again, Mama.
Yes, we always love for Mama to call our show because she's hilarious. Hilarious. Okay, so we have two more phone calls, and then what else are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe nothing.
Maybe we could just be an hour 15-minute show. That was almost as long as Big Fatty's episode or show. Oh, you have to do a show to be interactive, Big Fatty says.
Oh.
We had to take a break. I'm sorry that we
have lives.
Don't live like... No. I'm done. 'Cause I was about to give a little bit more information than I should, so I'm not going to do that. So
we have two calls left. Let's play
I can't
them.
Help it that we don't live in a cave next to the coal mine that you work at. And that we can go take a nap in our cave.
Shit.
Here we go.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, James. Hi, Waylon. It's Don calling from Toronto, Canada, calling to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The reason why I'm calling is I ran across this article. If you're looking for the next best thing instead of that tacky Christmas sweater, you can actually get tacky pajama jeans for men. That's right. Tacky pajama jeans for men. They're $12.95 over at lakeside.com. They're a real hoot.
I love how it sounds like he's selling them to us.
I also love how it sounds like he's from New York.
No, you can totally hear the Canada accent.
Real hot seller. You could come in regular as well as low ride for all those people like showing off their boxers. So, yeah, it's really funny. I think it's pretty wicked if you want to give that to somebody as an alternative. So check it out. It's over at lakeside.com. Pajama jeans for men for $12.95. Hope you guys have a great day. This is Don from Toronto, Canada, saying peace.
Shipping and handling not included.
That totally sounds like he's selling them, and he's the inventor of pajama jeans.
Yes, he's the new the new pitch man for a ShamWow.
Or look at the spell.
Chop my nuts. Uh-oh. You're gonna love my nuts.
Did Timmy just post something on Tumblr?
Let's see.
Request denied.
Oh, I have to sign in. Damn it.
Hey, why don't you sign in while we play the last call?
Here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Joe in Dallas calling to wish Ricky, Waylon, Brad, and Lauren a very Merry Christmas, and especially for Lauren, Happy Kwanzaa. Really? Kwanzaa? No. Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa's
love you, darling. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and thank God 2011 is over because it really could not have been a worse year in a lot of respects for a lot of people.
Timmy, I don't have access to it. I guess because I have to add you.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, for some reason we can't.
Joe must have been bored in the end of 2011.
Or he has like Alzheimer's and he's forgot.
Right.
Oh, Joe, we're finally going to try your hot sauce at some point, too.
Yeah.
Since we still haven't opened them.
I think what we're going to do is...
we ate the boogers.
Yeah, we did on the show.
Ooh, we did eat a lot. Oh!
that's Wayland.
This was just sent to me. Apparently, I'm giving a I just can't be bothered with Christmas and a trailer realness.
That's what I posted, yes.
That's funny.
You know that's going to be everywhere.
Big Boy Boots. Okay. What's going on here?
Hey, what's... I love your Tumblr theme.
Oh, hey.
Who's that?
Complete and total wish list. Fuck yes. Hotties. Except for the first entry. Oh, whoops.
Oh.
Sorry.
First entry was Waylon.
Oh, thank God.
That's such a disturbing album art.
Santa? He's so creepy.
Spottingbigfatty.tumblr.com. No way. That is not a real one.
Try it.
Let's see what it is. Hold on. I will die if it's...
If it isn't, you should start it.
Oh my God, it is. My God.
I love the Teletubbies.
No, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. You get to see Paula Deen riding him.
Where is he?
Oh.
That is the best. The best. Okay.
Oh my I'm God. Clicking. This is
I'm
going to
follow. Follow. I just followed.
I love there's a template.
Oh my God.
Oh, look, he has everything. Did you see this? Like, it's like a whole website for him. BigFattyOnline.com, more BFO.
Yeah. Someone created a theme for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Go back
to the
spotting.
Everybody does everything for Big Fatty.
Go back to the spotting and go to the next page.
Go to the next page? Oh, here?
No. Go back to the main one.
This is the main one.
Hit that. Scroll down. Go to older posts.
You have to zoom in.
Dead air.
Right.
It's one of those hairless cats.
And this is only a week old. This whole site is a week old.
Big Fatty says he has no clue who created that.
All I know is that...
That was hilarious.
We should have Lauren put Big Fatty's face on all of our faces on the Christmas cards.
Oh my God, that would be funny. Oh my God, that's hilarious. All right, so what do we have anything else to talk about, you guys? We can probably end it here.
I think we talked about New Year's Eve. We talked about what we've been doing.
We're going to try to make some changes to the show.
Website?
The website's still being worked on.
We should be released in the next couple of weeks, we hope. The brand new website.
We're trying to make it as great as possible and as interactive as possible.
And
there'll be some changes.
And better.
Did we get a Christmas card from Big Fatty?
No, we did not get a Christmas card from Big Fatty. I found that very interesting. So we sent you one, but we never got one back. So whatever, I can feel the love.
Tim says that we've obviously lost his 400th episode.
Yeah, well, I downloaded all of them. I don't know what happened. Oh, Kathy Bacon!
Bacon.
Kathy Bacon late.
No, Timmy, I'm not for sure. I got all the calls that we had, so I don't know.
Awkward.
And Big Fatty, we didn't get it. Sorry. Can you send us another one, please? Thank you. We appreciate it. So, Miss Kathy, you're basically missing the show. So we actually need to do a drawing for the person that wins the $21.
Actually, just number them, and then
But we're going to announce that on the next show.
We could have... Next show?
Next show.
Okay.
We need them to come back.
Then we could say, well, Kathy, since she's late, though, Lurker can pick a number between one and whatever, and then at least we don't have to tell who it is.
But don't order...
She doesn't know. She didn't listen.
I'll skip a few, but yeah.
Yeah, and the Trevor Project auto win. Remember that if you win, you get $21, and then $21 gets donated to the Trevor Project. And then all that information gets sent to Big Fatty, who distributes the money, I believe.
So, Miss Lurker Bacon.
I was at the end of a spiritual retreat.
1 through 12.
1 through 12.
Is a spiritual retreat, is that like Old Country Buffet or something? That would be my spiritual retreat. Ooh, we're going to a restaurant tonight called Saco Tacos. Have you ever eaten there?
No. Saco Tacos. That sounds sexy.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God, it's so good. The restaurant is like the size of this room and including the kitchen. And it's fucking delicious.
We're not eating out. We're cooked at home all week.
Well, we're going grocery shopping after that.
And the winner is number 6.
Oh, number 6.
That was Gay Country Boy Wes.
Yay!
Yay!
But that's also George, so they have to share the price.
No, because
prize.
George called in, remember? We can count that as his own.
Oh, okay. But, okay, you guys can figure that out.
George cheated.
So, Gay Country West will get the $21 prize, and then he'll also have $21 donated to the Trevor Project. So, I guess you need to send your information to Big Fatty. Is that correct, Miss Lurker Bacon?
Oh, no, country.
And that's country, not spelled C-U-N-T-R-Y.
Correct. He says it's correct.
All right, so make sure you guys send your information to Big Fatty, and he'll make sure the prizes are distributed the way that they should be. Sorry, you guys, that it's not actual $42. I fucked it up. But it's going to a good cause. That's the good part.
Yes.
Or if you're really good, you can actually send all $42 to the Trevor Project, right? Gay Country Boy and George.
Hint, hint. and show Big Fat.
Oh, God. Did something come up with that one?
Yeah, that was gross.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, Kathy Bacon's going to submit the $21. Okay. Well, whatever you guys decide to do, that's fine. Why is there two Timmys in the room?
He kept getting.
There's a Timmy. Oh.
He kept getting booted.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you guys, we're done, right?
Yeah, I guess happy 2012.
Yeah,
2012.
We're here. We're here. We're queer and
well. Get used to it.
So we're going to get on out of here. Yeah.
Kathy's like, what did I miss?
I need to find an outro. I don't think I have the outros.
You don't have the outros?
I don't think I have them on the computer. Show intros.
Oh.
I think they're in my email. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh, look at this creator. Hey,
for the people in the chat room, have you guys ever listened to the outros? If so, do you have a favorite? Yes, no, maybe so.
Okay, so we're going to play outro 2. So oh, we're going to get out of here.
Outro 3.
Outro 3? Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to get out of here, you guys. We're going to be recording sometime this week. We haven't really set up a new schedule yet. So, and we're at least going to try to do one live show a month.
Big Fatty goes there, outros.
We're going to try to do at least one live show a month. And we just need to find a time. Sundays may be best for us, but we'll try to get that figured out with the schedule over at Pride 48. And you guys remember that the Pride 48 festivities happen in September.
Yes.
So I hope you're willing and able, and I hope that I can arrive and not be sick as hell.
And we're gonna buy our airplane tickets early and not ride Spirit.
Right.
No.
Oh, can we take Virgin Atlantic?
We've been hearing that it's been cheap if they do fly there.
Yeah, I've heard it too. That'd be awesome. All right, so guys, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon. And thanks to all of our online listeners.
And we will talk to you later. We love you.
Thanks,
thank you
guys,
for listening.
Oh, I'm the reason why.
Why is this? Where is this?
Ricky's fucking it up. Fucking it up. Fucking it up.
Oopsie.
That sounds like PMC.
Here we go. Bye.
Bye.
Wait. It's supposed to be outro 3, right?
Yes.
Oopsie.
Just kidding.
Tricked you. Here we go.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You
You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, and James LeRoy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or James LeRoy FM at gmail.com.
Also, follow us on our Facebook fan page. Follow us on our
foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
We also love the reviews. So please head on over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.
Bye.
Bye.